Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today and a good friend of mine is Mr. Markus Larsson. He's the project manager at Gulf Agency Company based in Gävle in Sweden. First of all, Markus, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I don't want to ask about the weather in Sweden right now, but so, let's just ask directly about yourself. I always allow our interviewees to elaborate a little bit on their background in shipping. And how come you got into shipping in the first place, Markus?
Actually, I started... Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I started in 2011 at Hägerstrands. I was actually, before that, I was working in a wood store or a shop. And I asked if I can do something more there, but they said, "Nah, you're only the salesman there." So then I started to figure out what should I do in the next coming 10 years, and I was like, "I would like to sell coffee machines."
Really?
So then I saw an announce in the news, and I got actually that job, but they said also, we have this shipping agent, Hägerstrands in Gävle. They are very famous and a really good company here in Gävle as well. So they asked me if I can start work there instead. And I started there and I worked there for 7 years, and it was a really good time at Hägerstrands.
And I suppose, just for the viewers here to understand, PJ Hägerstrands is a shipping agent, like a traditional broker shipping agent on the high coast of Sweden, isn't it?
Yeah, to be honest, maybe they are a little bit our competitor, but
nowadays,
I use them for customs. They are really good in the customs and forwarding. So
very good. It's a business is shipping business is about people. And then when you left Hägerstrands, what happened then? And when did you arrive in your new position here at the Gulf Agency?
Yeah, I arrived May 24. But in between that, I was logistics manager in Port of Gävle at Yieldport 2 years.
Okay.
And after that, I changed to back to agency and TSA agency, where I were 3 years, four years maybe. We had a really good time there as well. It's a we started up this project department, and it was a really good time at TSA. I appreciate every hour I worked there. So, but then it was like I felt a little bit boring. So, and then I got a question from Frontlog Sibs. They are a producer of housing modules. They got a contract in Saudi Arabia for this NEOM project.
Right.
And David asked me if I can join and do the shipping at Frontlog and for Sibs with the housing modules from Malaysia to NEOM.
Yeah.
So I was working there 9 months.
Wow.
And it was a really good time. I was in Saudi Arabia 3-4 times and Malaysia 3-4 times as well. It was special times, but it was nice to see how it develops. Every time I was there, it was new things coming up, popping up. So it was nice to have that in the back. So
it's always
I met the guy Carl Redian, who was the commercial guy for GAC Saudi, and he asked me if I can join GAC there. Then we investigated and started up this project department here in Sweden instead, because I had 3 kids, wife, and football. I'm also a football coach, so where I'm sitting today. So
okay, that's fantastic. You're an active guy, and I mean, you have a background in a shipping agency. You've been working in the port. You have been on countless ships up and down the coast and everywhere. And you've been based in Saudi for a while. And through that, you then talk to Gulf Agency, which is of course a huge company, very well known with some Swedish roots, I believe. And now you are working for GAC in Sweden. How do you go about, I mean, GAC being a shipping agency in Sweden, of course, you also have other activities, but how do you go about making sure that the ship owners use you? Is it you simply have to contact as many as possible, or how do you do that?
It's more like I think you were on it before when I talked regarding Hägerstrands. It's relations, and
Yeah.
yeah, I have good relations with a lots of cargo owners, shippers, owners, everything, yeah, all kind of owners, and relations is a big part
Yeah.
of shipping, as I understand now. I have been working for 14 years, so yeah, it is tricky, of course. But a lots of owners and the cargo owners have supported me when I shift from company to another. So
Exactly. No, that's
I'm very thankful for good relations.
yeah, but it's like they say, it's not what you know, it's who you know in many ways these days. How do you is it so that there's of course a fee for clearing in a vessel coming to load or discharge? Would some agents even give discounts on those fees? Are they standard fees or how does it work? Because I of course there's no free lunch in.
Actually, when I started here in Sweden, we had like a tariff for all agency was using that one in
Yeah.
2011 when I started, and then we had like overtime fees and everything. But now, ship owners asking for like a lump sum to do all the clearance and so on, and of course the clearance procedure is completely different now compared to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's much easier to be agent in that case. I mean the admin thing, but it's also easier to be agent in different locations, and then we need to travel more. But I like it. It's
Right.
yeah.
Good to hear. And how many ships would you say that you look after in 1 year? And you also don't cover only Sweden, you also cover Finland. I mean, how many ships do you handle in average?
Yeah, actually today we got a request for Tallinn as well in Estonia. So yeah,
Really?
we can be everywhere more or
Right.
less. That's the good point to be on GAC, at GAC, because we have offices all over the world. But
Yeah.
I'm covering more or less Scandinavia
Okay.
with projects, and
Understand.
together with all the colleagues, of course. And I have a really good colleague, Gustav, which also were working for TSA before. So
Yeah, that's good to hear. And just to repeat my question, how many ships would you say that you attend or go on board or?
yeah, let's say we are handling 250 port calls with projects in Sweden and Finland, and we can attend on all, but we always ask the captain if we need to go on board, and if they said it's not needed, then of course we don't travel. But if the captain wants us on board, we are on board.
Yeah.
So it's up to the captain if he needs us.
Yeah.
Otherwise we have like pre-scheduled meetings with the port and so on. So yeah, it should not be any hiccups even if we are not there. I mean, agent, we do the clearance and all the things around that the crew and the vessel needs,
I mean, for
and we
example,
fix it.
in case of sickness, some crew breaks a leg or needs to have some checkup, or you would also facilitate that and arrange it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't want to tell the name of the vessel, and I'm not allowed, but we had one 2 3 weeks ago where we had an injury on board, and we arranged a helicopter,
Oh
ambulance helicopter, and so on. So yeah, we can arrange
yeah. Okay.
more or less everything, so
Yeah.
in a
Fantastic.
good
No,
way. Yeah.
shipping agency is one of the best jobs there is. I know exactly. I also started
Yeah.
many kilos ago
That
in the same.
that's why I'm back at the ship agency, because I have always felt like when I changed to logistic manager, I felt like I missed the agency, and then I went to Frontlog for this shipper housing modules, and now I felt like I miss also the agency. And actually my wife was asking why don't have any calls during the nights now.
Oh, that's
So
wonderful.
she even she was missing it. So yeah,
Yeah.
Maybe she wants me out,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, of course. Well, we
yeah,
all,
you know how
oh yeah, we
it
all have our bosses, as they say. But
Yeah.
of course, a golf agency is a big company, and you're part of a global organization now. That's your team. Can you explain a little bit to the viewers who are not familiar with Gävle, where are you actually located in Sweden? How far from the capital of Stockholm, and which coast are you on, just so people know?
Gävle is let's say 200 kilometers north of Stockholm, so more or less 1.5, 2 hours driving, and on the east coast
East
of
Coast, yeah.
Sweden. Yeah,
Okay.
so yeah, it's one of actually Gävle, Port of Gävle is one of the biggest ports in Sweden as well. I think it's the third or fourth biggest port now in
Yeah,
Sweden.
because people often only know like Denmark, Aarhus, Sweden, Gothenburg, but there are other chimneys that put out smoke there. So Gävle is for sure an important port for the Swedish inland export industry. How do you see the future for Golf Agency in Scandinavia? Where do you have your own offices right now in Scandinavia?
I can. Yeah, in Norway we have lots of small offices all over the Norway,
Yeah.
and then we have in Sweden we have Gothenburg, Malmö, Oxelösund, Västerås, Stockholm, and here in Gävle.
Okay, pretty
In
cool.
Finland we have, I think in Oulu we have one guy.
Yeah.
Vasa we have one guy. Rauma, Åbo, Kotka. Hamina.
Okay, that's
So we are spread
pretty
all
impressive.
over
And of
the
course,
coastline.
yes, and of course, you compete with whoever else other organizations that try to provide the same services, I guess. Yeah.
Of course.
Well, it's competition keeps us on our toes. Would you say that if anyone has a project cargo to move, could they also contact you? Because if you know which ships are coming in, you also know which ships are going out. I mean, could they contact you for a quote?
Of course, we have we got more and more cargoes actually also to see if we have any vessels ready to pick up the cargo, and so we are doing more and more forwarding, but of course we don't want to step on anyone's toes on
No, no.
that side as well. So our core business is agency, and if we see some cargo, we can also discuss this together with some other brokers and guys who is
Yeah.
normally doing it. I don't I think it's best that we are doing what we are good on, and then charters and brokers are doing what they are good on. Then we
Yeah,
don't
I think
step on each toes.
that's a very wise policy. As we say in English, it's not good to be the jack of all trades and the master of none. So, so absolutely right. I fully concur. And you said your headcount in your Gävle office, you're two or three guys there at the moment?
It's only me in Gävle, so
Okay.
I'm based more or less here in the Gävle EF office, where
Right.
I am also coach. Otherwise, I will sit at home as well. I have an office there.
Of course. Yes, that's one thing I've noticed also from postings on your great LinkedIn. You're very active in football. You both play and you coach teams, right?
I'm coach for ladies team in Division One in
Ah,
Sweden.
wow, that's very impressive. So when you suggest to me we meet on Teams, then it's about football. It's not about online,
Yeah, of course.
But that's great. It's doctor's orders are always to keep healthy, and I guess you don't just sit down, you also move around, right?
It's we have 5 days trainings and then one game, so it's a
Fantastic.
lot of
Fantastic.
football.
It's good. It's really good. I do very little sports myself, but I try to walk every day. But you're right, to have sports and having something completely out of the business range, it's healthy for the mind and the body, right?
Yeah, and everyone is asking how many hours you have a day, and I said like I had 24 as you, but
Yeah.
you need to spread it.
That's a
And I think football is more like a free zone. You can be there 2 hours and then don't think about anything. And
yes.
I'm also honest to all the captains, owners, and everyone that like, I will be on a training. You can call me if it's something urgent, but otherwise I will call you back after.
Yeah,
So,
it's
yeah.
cool. Very good. Make it clear from the beginning, and most people respect it. Right,
Take this.
Marcus. I really appreciate that you were willing to give input for this interview with a short notice. And you are one of those hands-on guys that really know your business. You've seen parts of the world, and you have a good customer service. I know you since some years already. So happy to have this interview with you. Formally, many thanks, Marcus, for joining.
Many thanks. Many thanks. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been Mr. Marcus Larsen. He's the project manager at Gulf Agency Company. He's based in Gävle, a couple of hours' drive north of Stockholm by the Baltic coast, on the east coast of Stockholm, or Sweden, near Stockholm. And they are shipping agents, a versatile company, and Gulf Agency based in the Middle East needs no further introduction, and he's part of that. So, to all of you, thank you very much. If you need help, do contact Marcus direct from me and my team at Project Cargo Weekly. See you next time. Thank you.